What's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee at The End. Hanging with the dudes from Zao, seminal hardcore band Zao. This is awesome. I'm excited.
Oh, dude, we're so
excited. Been a fan for a very long time,
nice.
Dude. Yeah.
Beautiful.
I can still to this day not believe I haven't wrecked my car listening to your records because sometimes it gets me the feels, man.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. So, this is the only guitar you have with you right now, right? You guys flew for this, right?
We do a lot of fly-ins because of just time constraints.
Sure.
So yeah, I usually just bring one with me. We're going to hopefully in the future bring two, but right now just one.
This is that bad boy though, really.
ESP, oh, dude,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, the E2, yeah.
Yeah, the E2s, I mean, these are like the standard series ones. I do have a couple ESP standard series, which this honestly plays as nice as those. But yeah, they like the custom shop, like USA stuff. Oh my God. Yeah.
I've played Eclipses like most of my life.
Yeah.
I actually kind of prefer them.
Yeah, these are so comfortable. And
yeah,
like you
the belly
said,
scoop is nice.
Yep, this is nice. And then like also the weight. Cause, like,
oh yeah, a Les Paul for a whole show would kill you. Yeah.
But yeah, this thing it's like thick enough and weighty enough, but not too bad.
And then those can't be stock.
No, actually, yeah, we have Fishman pickups in these bad boys. This is the Willie Adler series ones. I'm a big Seymour Duncan kind of passive guy, but Ken, a good friend of ours, was kind of turning trying to turn me on to these things, and they're pretty amazing. I mean, I have no complaints whatsoever, but they do. They give you like a nice passive kind of like feel. So.
Is it voiced like a?
Yeah, they
like
actually.
Vintage
he has
thing?
Like a couple different voices you can have on this. My favorite one is just his like normal like passive sound. But there's like a voice where you could do where it's a little more of an active tone, but it gives a little bit like. I guess you can kind of dig into them a little better than most active pickups. You can also like coil split these things. You can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, baller. So. Yeah. Well, that gives you.
Yeah, I make it easy. Yeah, I'm just, I do the one good voice.
Yeah, right on. Cool. So you were playing through a dual rec?
Yeah, this is an old dual solo head. I'm not even sure what year that thing.
Oh, dual solo head. Yeah,
it's like, it's one of the older ones. But these things, Tim's been awesome at Mesa, so.
Yeah,
we try to use these. Like I have one of these. I have a Tremoverb. Also, kind of interested in some of the newer ones that they.
Are you playing a Tremoverb at all for Zao stuff?
Yes. All like usually when I like fly in, we'll try to get maces for everything. But when I'm home, I use my Tremoverb the whole time.
Oh, that rules. Yeah.
And I did like. It's almost like the trick of these things. You don't want to use the red channel. Like I always use just the vintage gain, and the Tremoverb one has like a cloning thing. So I do like the vintage gain channel with a little bit of a boost, and oh, dude, it
rules.
Yeah.
And then this Emperor looks a little taller than a normal cab. Is this a
6? Yeah, this is the 612. Yeah. These things are out of control. I mean,
they're beastly.
The build of them, like the wood that they use in these things is like furniture wood, man. It's not, you know, I have some Marshalls at home, but.
I felt really bad for you guys watching you lug these speakers
They're nice and heavy. But, and then the speakers in there, I think they're probably vintage 30s. I think they're a mixture of some stuff.
Yeah,
we're actually.
Kind of do whatever, right?
Yeah, they'll do whatever you want. I know, dude, it had. These ones, I think Bill or Brent Hines might have given him some speakers for this. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Like that they had played on.
Yeah, they had played. I think they've toured with them or whatever. So I could have Mastodon.
They're
speakers.
Nice and broken in.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that. Well, before we hop into pedals, why don't you let that rip for a second? Let me just get. Yeah.
You can hear, even with all the gain, you can hear every. But it has that nice crunch and bite to
now,
it.
Now, is that all gain from the head, or are you running a pedal?
The pedal I'm using, is the gain's pretty much off on it, but it
so
does.
So you're using for a boost or something?
It's kind of, like more like an EQ boost, but it does have a little bit of like a gain boost on it. Like what I do on here, they have, there's like, it's like it turns it the circuit somehow into like kind of how like Marshall 800s did that for the gain channel stages. There's something in there like that I hit that gives it just a little bit of a boost, but it's like I'm trying to use most of the gain out of the amp.
Yeah, I mean, there should be plenty of gain.
Yeah,
out
actually,
of
there's
amp,
too
yeah.
much.
You have to dial
it
back a little
bit. I dial that back just to get a little bit better of a crunch tone out of it, and that pedal helps out a lot.
Well, before we get to those pedals, you got some pedals that I don't recognize
here.
Yeah,
we're gonna.
So let's go through the chain and see what else we got. The whammy, that's kind of classic.
We do a couple things where I have some harmonized parts.
Yeah, so I was gonna say, are you using it for pitch shifting? That's cool. And then.
Next in chain is the Hellmouth, which is an abominable pedal. Like good friend of ours, his name's Patrick, runs this. He basically builds all the pedals himself.
Awesome.
And there's a couple
killer
like
artwork.
Yeah, he does like screen prints them. They look gorgeous. Like Kurt Ballou uses them. There's actually a Kurt Ballou special edition Hellstash that's very similar to this one, but it has a little bit of what Kurt does, you know. Reba from Code Orange uses these pedals.
Cool.
I know a lot of like some of those like up and coming, like Harm's Way, I think some of those guys use them.
Cool, so, that rules.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a beautiful pedal. And so what are those, what is the other
toggle?
So
the next, this over here, actually this one toggles between the TS9 and the TS808 circuit.
Rad.
So you can swap before, and you really like, it's so slightly distinct.
What is that, volume, tone, and
yeah, so you have volume, tone, gain, and then this is like a little bit, that little boost gain.
Yeah, so you have the gain pretty much all the way down.
Yeah, it's all the way down, and then I pop this little gain booster up on its own. So this one does that. And then this, you just your normal, you know, hit, and then this clipping diode thing's kind of neat, which it's the only way these little lights come on, which I like.
Yeah.
But it gives you like a little bit more of a, I don't even know how to explain, just that it's a slight, like, gain boost. It's real strange.
Can you hear a discernible difference between the 808 and the
It's not really. Like, here, if I do, let me put this here up. This is the TS9 circuit. And then here's the 808 circuit.
Just a very little subtle.
Yeah.
It almost has more of a brown sound, yes, or something like,
yeah,
that. Yeah.
So it's real, real subtle, but I mean, I've always liked the 808, so I use, yeah, that one. And then next guy in this chain is his, so
you're gonna get some shit for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get some shit for it, but it's a killer pedal. It's called the Hell Satan. It's basically like a Big Muff pedal. It's a regular pedal though, it's not the Russian one. And this thing's just, it's like Doom City.
So you're just using it for certain parts?
Yeah, like there's certain parts where I'll pop and get away from like the more crunchy stuff and just use this one, which is more just a, you know, when we want our sleep parts.
Dark, doomy. Yeah, yeah, I like that. And then,
yes, so this next pedal is a pedal that Patrick did for us. He's actually been a fan for a long time, and we became pretty good friends now. But he did, when he found out that we, like, I kind of followed his page, and I brought up about the Hellmouth, how much I liked it. And he's like, well, what pedal like do you need, or what pedal do
you,
would you,
something,
use? Yeah, yeah, I'll do something.
That
and
rules.
The weird thing is, like, even for Zao, even though we're just like a whatever heavy, like, kind of crunch band, I needed a nice reverb. And there's,
yeah, because you guys do, like, that's a, I think one of the coolest things about Zao is, you know, when I was a kid, everything sounded pretty homogenized, yeah, and then Zao came along, and it was like, you guys were kind of like the first band to really incorporate like black metal style, yeah, vocals into hardcore, and, you know, also experiment with clean tones, yep, and stuff like that. So I'm guess you're kicking that on for clean stuff.
Yeah, so this thing does, it's a cave reverb, so it'll like just give you some atmosphere. It also has a slight little like signal boost in it. So if you
to
are,
cut through while,
yeah,
you're soloing,
like if you're distorted, it'll give you a little bit, but if you're clean, it'll, you know how sometimes reverbs will kind of, you'll lose a little bit of the high. This thing gives that boost enough to where you don't lose that too much. So right now, if I'm distorted, yeah. So that's like really, ooh, lightly on.
The decay on it is really great.
Yeah, if you go real far on it. You do some crazy
that
stuff.
That puts you right into Ryan Adams,
yeah,
territory.
Really does,
totally,
yeah.
That's cool.
So, but yeah.
Awesome. And then obviously you have to have that decimator.
Yeah, actually a buddy of mine, Kevin, sent this to me. He played in La Dispute.
Oh yeah, I remember that band. Rad, yeah.
Yeah, so he sent me his decimator because he wasn't really using it much. And like with their new stuff, they got away from
it. It's not
like,
too, yeah, gainy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
he sent that to me and I've been using it because it definitely, yeah, it'll help.
Do you notice, I've had all kinds of pedals that do that thing, but does it suck your signal or
this
anything?
This one doesn't seem to at all. But if I have it set pretty low.
Yeah.
If I did notice, like if you go pretty high on it, it can.
It will gauge you a little
but
bit.
But I don't notice too much of a gain suck, which like you said, most of them all have that. The decimator seems like the best one. The one what I really like about this one too is a lot of the ones I've used, like when you hit like an open or a crunch or anything, it'll pull back stuff you don't want pulled back. So it's,
right, that's always been my issue with those
yeah.
things.
So this one doesn't really, it like just cuts all the bad noise. I don't know how, it doesn't notice it, but like it won't take anything from your normal
tone. That's cool. Yeah.
You know, we'll have some big stages sometimes, some really small awesome. Ones.
Yeah.
And especially with the gain we're using, you know.
Totally. And then look at that awesome old Max.
Oh yeah,
the eight. How long have you had that bad boy?
Well, man, when did he, Kevin's, and like all these guys have been incredible. Like these people, you know, you always feel like kind of scared to talk to like companies, but honestly, like every endorsement I've ever got, I've called the person myself.
You said, hey, I play this like, band.
Now, I mean, obviously you don't want to call if you're like playing in a local band that has five fans.
Or yeah, yeah, totally.
But I mean, they've been super, everybody I've ever talked to has been super nice. Kevin sent me that 8999 and he sent me one of the 808s from them. So I cool. still have that at home and love it, but yeah, that delay pedal is one of my favorite because it does, it's an analog circuit, so you don't have like that digital artifact. And
totally.
Then when you do hit it, it really does decay like normal, you know.
Give it real.
It sounds really cool. Let me see what I have it on here.
Yeah.
See, it's cool. Just gradual. It doesn't have that digital like.
There's not a way to tap into the tempo.
You just have to dial it.
Yeah, that's
so
the
you just
one
set
thing.
It and
yeah,
it,
you just kind of set it. I have.
We, so you have to set it for certain songs.
We do. Okay. Yeah, we do certain types of delays, so I just keep it the same way. But
cool.
But it rules. I mean, it really does it, and you can do really really cool stuff with it. You just got to get down there. But hey,
like
yeah.
Wacky.
Well, yeah, you can do like the green Johnny mm-hmm. Green would get down there and do stuff. So
that rules. And then you're powering it all with this. Is that a Walrus?
Yeah, Walrus Audio. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, these that thing. I needed something. I mean, I don't have a ton of pedals, but I have a different, like a couple different milliamp rating pedals. The Digitech has to have its own power supply, and they give you like a plug for it that does great.
Oh, that's kind of handy.
Yeah. Yeah, like you have the plug in the back. Even I know like that one's the Phoenix.
That rules.
That's like the bigger one. I know like they do a smaller one, and I think that one even has the plug too.
Plug.
So they, yeah.
That's
they really did well
handy.
With those.
Yeah, I'm digging this. This is awesome. Yeah,
I mean,
it sounds great.
Yeah, we just, it's sort of simple, but I mean, there's stuff in here that I like to do, and like even with some of the newer stuff we're writing, there's a lot more atmosphere in some of it, so a lot of these pedals are going to come in handy.
Yeah, speaking of, you guys have a new record out, right?
Yeah, yeah. We actually have a record. We had an EP come out, and then we're going to have some stuff come out before the end of the year, and
oh,
then
fun.
New full length will be out probably next year.
Cool. Man, I'm really excited.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to
awesome,
talk to the rest of the guys, but
right,
Scott, you're the man. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, now we're just right over here with Marty. Marty likes to party, playing
yeah.
the bass. It's pretty mean tone.
Not slappity, it's just play. It's
yeah,
just play
yeah.
the bass. No slappity.
Are you
bass.
A slap? Have you ever
no,
been a slap?
Slap
no, I can't imagine.
Absolutely not.
You being that kind of guy at all. Well, I mean, a lot of people slap on a music man.
They do, mm-hmm. they do, they do.
Tell me about this guy. Is this the only bass you have out right now?
Yeah, we only yeah. bring, yeah, we usually yeah. only bring one whenever we do the flyout dates. But this is a early 90s Stingray. And it was actually refinished by a buddy of mine. It was originally wine
man.
Red burst.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I always liked the Bonnie Raitt Strat,
oh, yeah.
Which is the blue to black, and so I basically had him mimic that. Yeah, so it's kind of a unique
it's like
finish.
A
they do yeah. this. Music Man does do this, but it's like a custom shop thing.
Oh, I see.
Crazy expensive.
So did he, is this, you know, a car paint, or did he use
No.
Nitro,
it's actually done to the same specs that Music Man uses.
Right.
It's just he had the skill to actually be able to take the old
so does he
finish
have, like,
off
a paint
and do
booth
it.
Or something like that? Like,
yeah, kind of, like a you know makeshift in his garage kind of thing.
It looks
he
great.
Like builds guitars and things, but he actually, Cy Lewis is the name, if we're looking for that. But anyway, yeah, so that's that. Other
stock
than that, it's a standard, yeah, other yeah. than that, it's a standard stock early 90s Music Man. I love these because they actually can be used to play any style of music.
Yeah.
You know, you literally can play anything from what we do all the way up to country, anything.
Sure.
Yeah. So, and with the, you know, Scott and I each, and Russ, actually have multiple bands that we do, so we actually need stuff that we can use for
other bands.
Other
as well.
Bands.
Sure.
So,
that makes sense.
Yeah, but that's the deal with him. Everything's just set the way it is mm-hmm. in the standard. So.
Man.
Running into the Mesa Subway D800, this beautiful little piece is an 800-watt Mesa head that actually only weighs about 4 pounds.
Clearly solid state.
Yes,
yeah.
And comes with a gig bag, which you would think is a bad thing for touring, but actually what it does is it allows me to use it as my purse on the plane.
Oh, so you can put other stuff in there.
This goes through security just out of its bag like a laptop. And you don't have to put it under the plane or anything like that. I mean, it's literally
yeah,
just, it's, yeah, it's,
handy.
Yeah. So That allows us to do this where I can still have my head and then just use whatever cabs are available to us. So,
are you also using that head in other bands?
This guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
it's
cool.
Basically, it's the only head that I'm using now.
So you can dial it
I got rid of all the big stuff, including I used to have the Ampeg 810 as well, and I got tired of lugging it around.
Yeah,
so when I got this, I also got a Mesa 610, and I thought, you know, it'll be lighter.
Yeah.
The problem is it's a Mesa cab, so it's heavier
it's
than
like
the 810.
Pet refrigerator.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
It's smaller but heavier.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, normally that is my rig is the 610 Mesa with the D800 head. And it is very, very simple, as you can see, not too much to it. And I kind of, you know, go for a little bit of bass in a small club setting like this. I try to have it so that it is not as distorted, because these guys are clearly
so
taking care of that.
Yeah.
When we're on a much more spread out space, I do a little bit more with
more.
The,
sure.
You know. So essentially all I'm trying to do with these two guys so close to me is just cut through. And then out of that, just into the tuner, and then we are using the Abominable Oppressive Cult Destroyer. This is their version of the OCD that has a bass switch on it. For all you bass players out there that like using the OCD guitar pedal, this is essentially the bass version of it. It has a bypass to it. It has a boost to it.
Using it for drive or boost?
Just drive.
Cool.
Just drive at the moment. Like I said, it's boost if we need it.
If you need it, yeah.
You know, but when we're doing these flyout dates, like normally I have a little board for myself, but when we're doing the flyout dates, that's all I bring with me. And those two fit in my case. So for
handy.
For handiness.
So you just check your guitar, grab all this stuff?
Take all that stuff. That stuff goes in with the guitar. But, you know, when I have all of my other stuff and I actually have my board in front of me, I can use it as a boost. It's just kind of a pain in the butt to actually use it as a boost up
here.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
So we basically just set it up as is. And there's not too much that changes throughout the set. It's just basically during sound check, figuring out how big's the room, you know, how much distortion can we give it. And that's about it.
Wow. So I totally forgot to ask Scott, but what do you guys tune to? Are you changing tunings, or is it pretty much?
We have in the current set, we have two tunes that are in a different tuning. We have two tunes. It's actually a funky tuning. Scott would actually know the tuning better on the guitar than I do. All it means is one string for me, but it means several strings
so
for those
sure,
guys.
Yeah.
Two of the newer tunes are in a lower tuning, and then everything else is pretty much just standard drop C.
So you're just dropping one string when that happens?
For me, yeah.
And
yeah,
so it's not
so for me, it's no big
like
deal.
That, yeah.
I just play things in a different spot, you know, but for them, it's a little more, a little nuttier.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you're a pick guy? You're probably not playing
Yes,
too much
I am all pick, all pick.
Yeah.
My bass Attack. Hero was Chris Squire from Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who
yeah.
was a nothing but pick guy.
Totally.
And
yeah.
I even had a 78 Rickenbacker when I first started. That was my first bass. So
into Yes.
I was into it, man. Into it, big time.
Marty wants to party with Yes. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
So on this D800, before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
you got it dialed in pretty conservatively. It just looks like the bass is up a tiny bit.
Sure.
Can we hear like the bass tone without any kind of distortion?
Sure.
Yeah. Because I'm curious to hear what this pedal sounds like.
Got too much bass right now, but when you kick the pedal on, it'll, you know. So.
Definitely sounds like a Music Man through a Mesa. Yeah,
right,
kick that
right,
bad
right.
boy on.
And then. Yeah, and it's not.
So
I
that's
have
not
it,
killing anybody. That's just.
Yeah, I have it at, you know, not even 20% on the gain, just because we're in such a small place that I don't want to compete with these guys from a distortion standpoint. So it's basically just enough to cut through without going crazy. So.
Well, man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to talk.
Absolutely.
This is really cool for me. You know?
Thank you so much.
You've been doing this a
appreciate
long time.
It. Appreciate it.
Unfortunately, Russ Cogdell, the other guitar player, because they flew, doesn't have any of his own gear here, so we're not going to do a rundown. But if you're interested, check out his Instagram. It's at Russ Cogdell. I'm sure he posts pictures of his gear. Or come see Zao, this new record rules. And you guys are doing
Thank
this tour
much.
For a while, right?
Well, actually, this is
a fly date, but you guys
this
need
is a
to,
fly right? date, and then tomorrow is one last on this fly date. But we are doing a short tour in September.
Okay.
So East Coast, look out for those dates.
Cool.
And
well, you guys,
yeah.
keep an eye out for that if you like good heavy music. otherwise, check Premier Guitar for lessons, rig rundowns, all that other fun stuff, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching the latest Rig Rundown. Guess what? Every week, we upload a brand new Rig Rundown to PremierGuitar.com a full week before it's available here on YouTube. So to get your gear fix as soon as humanly possible, go to PremierGuitar.com/Rig Rundown. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to get an email notification so you're the first to know as soon as each week's new Rig Rundown is available. Cheers. See you soon.